long 400-page doctoral dissertation where the student who wrote his dissertation said, I was biblical, I just wasn't practical. And that was the conclusion on the last page. I didn't read the whole thing. I just went to the last page to find out what the conclusion was. I want to tell you something about being practical, and this is not self-justifying. I want to tell you what I told the seminary students this week. When I go to a text of Scripture, there's a process. I was talking to them about how to preach and how to prepare. And the first thing I do when I go to a text is find out what it says. Okay? What does it say? How am I to understand the words? Not in English only, but to go back into the Greek, working in the New Testament, and to determine exactly what the lexicography, that's the study of the words, the syntax, that's the relationship of the words. I need to know all of that. I want to know exactly what it says in the original. I want to be accurate. Once I know what it says, and I write that all out on 8.5 by 14 sheets, through every passage, breaking every verse down into phrases, and then under those phrases, putting in everything I discover about what it says. Second step is, what does it mean? I get what it says, but what does it mean? Third step, after I've written all that down, I go back and ask the question, how do I make it apply? And that process is not, can I think of three ways that you can somehow implement this? That's not how to make it practical. If I was teaching a lesson on humility, I suppose I could say, now here's what I want you to do to make this practical. Go home and be humble. Go to work and be humble. Go for a day and don't talk about yourself. Go for a week and don't be the hero of any of your stories. And you want to know something? You'd forget before you got to the parking lot. You know what being practical means? It isn't jumping to how you behave. It's dealing with how you think. The practicality comes then when I understand what the passage says, when I understand exactly what it means, and I show you how that fits into the scheme of the divine mind, and I show you how that works in the framework of all biblical theology. Because you're going to live out the way you think. And if I jump to how you live and bypass how you think, the practicality of it is lost. The practical work in the Scripture is developing the theology of it. That is Christian.